What we're seeing is quite a lot of consolidation in what they call the fintech space. You know, it's an industry of financial technology businesses. Adumo is a consolidator. Paul Kent is the CEO and founder of Adumo. What have you brought together in Adumo, Paul?
Good evening, Bruce. We set Adumo up in 2019 when we consolidated SureSwipe, Corker, and Innovation under the Adumo umbrella. I think since then, just over a year ago that we spoke on the show, we got some investment in through the IFC. And since then, we've continued to grow organically, and we've had a couple of acquisitions. And what we put together now is kind of three market-facing brands, one being Adumo, which is our financial services platform to the formal market, GARP, an independent software vendor and a market leader in hospitality, and then Corker, which is our fast-growing fintech in the informal and micro sector.
It's really interesting how this environment is changing so quickly. Not every fintech that starts up is going to survive, unfortunately. And it's good to have somebody with the capacity to consolidate, to actually keep the bright ideas that these businesses are founded upon actually alive and thriving.
Yeah, what we've seen is, in a transactional world, where you make money on the transactional revenue, to get to a point of scale, it's a long journey, and particularly when it's new innovative technology that's coming through. And what we've done over the last, particularly in 2021, we acquired a couple of startups or a couple of businesses in different phases of their life cycle that gave us two things. One is either capacity or an increased market base or increased market share, or secondly, bringing in some very innovative product ideas that would create a differentiator for us in the world of a retailer.
And then, when we look at it, we're kind of getting used to the idea that there are multiple ways to pay for things. These fintechs emerge as trying new ideas, and there have been some successful ones, of course. The card machines, we know the tap and go mechanisms are great, and we've seen Yoko come into the market with its devices, and we've seen the Snap Scans of the world become quite dominant in terms of their usefulness as well. But this is quite a complicated area, isn't it? This very competitive sort of cut and thrust, if you like, of payment systems.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's a highly competitive market. And I think if I was starting a business from scratch, it's probably something that I wouldn't want to get into. But saying that, we've been around for many years with the founding businesses. We've got a lot of scale. But what's happened over time is, we've got on the acceptance side, there's lots of players in the market, whether that's mobile devices that connect to your mobile phone. You would have heard SoftPOS, which is an application on your mobile phone, and very cheap technology that's come into play. On the flip side, being a two-sided market, we've seen a lot of new payment methods coming into the market. When we started this business when I started SureSwipe in 2008, you could receive cash or you could get a Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah.
And now we've got cash, Visa, we've got instant EFT, we've got mobile payments, digital payments, we've got mobile wallets, we've got buy now, pay later, we've got consumer credit, all of this through the point of sale. And what's happening is it's giving great options to the consumer, but it's creating a lot of complexity in the life of a retailer. And we see our job is just to make it simple for the retailer and make it efficient.
Yeah, and again, when it's simple and it's efficient, then one, people can spend money with the retailer. The retailer is able to have a digital record of all of the transactions, of course, and suddenly reporting becomes that much easier and that much clearer. They can keep an eye on their cash flow. And suddenly you have a business that is, if it's not sustainable, at least they know it's not sustainable before the end comes. You get far greater clarity, I suppose.
Yeah, accepting card payments for small businesses in particular is really the gateway to real financial inclusion. So that's critically important for us, is that we bring in products at a price point and reliability that gets people into the system. But once they're in there, you talk about how can payments, or at least the information we have around payments, create the ability for retailers for their business. We talk about access to working capital, which is something that is not unique to us, but something that linked to the card turnover. And we look at those devices and how can they become assets that then create customer engagement tools and loyalty platforms. So we really see this as more than just payments. It's a financial services platform where we can add products and services that help people get paid, help people grow their business, and help people optimize their or create efficiencies in their workday.
For the most of us won't even recognize it. We won't even notice what is going on in the background. It's all about business efficiency, and it's all about helping people run their businesses more effectively, I suppose.
It is. And, you know, from a consumer point of view, it's about how do we remove friction from the environment. But we want to do that in a way that doesn't create a massive amount of complexity in the world of a retailer, especially an entrepreneur. I mean, we know those entrepreneurs, one of their biggest problems is just, you know, getting enough time to do things in the day. So when we think about how we bring products to market, when we think about how people need to get paid, it's got to be simple and efficient at the end of the day.
Paul Kent, the Chief Executive and Founder of Adumo. Thank you very much indeed. Consolidating in it's a brand new industry, 10 years old or thereabouts, this fintech industry.